Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us on this beautiful Monday morning. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, joins us by phone. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Let's start with bad news, and we'll work our way towards some of the good news, because I like the good news in this particular case. We had a person found deceased, 70-year-old Donald Brewer, is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a sad case. You know, we get a lot of elderly missing persons reports, and most of them turn out pretty good. We try to drop everything we're doing and try to locate them, obviously. But sometimes when we do locate them, it's unfortunate that they passed.
And this is a, you know, no foul play, natural causes, and or just an accident, something.
Yeah, okay. It's no foul play.
We also had, now this is not an, it just happened, but this is a, sentencing, a conviction in the case, I believe, with a woman who conspired with a former stepfather of hers to kill her baby's father, like her ex, is that right?
Yeah, this happened back a couple years ago at Kyle Grand Apartments. That's the one, if you remember, Andrew, where this guy files for custody over his child. He gets partial custody. The first day he picks the child up, he's going back to his apartment at Kyle Grand, and he's unlocking the door. He's got the baby in his arms, and this guy comes up behind him and executes him, leaves the baby with the body. Yeah. So we tracked it down and figured out exactly who did it pretty quick. I think within 3 or 4 days, we had him in custody, the shooter in custody. And then, of course, the whole thing unraveled for her, and she got arrested as well, and she's going to spend the rest of her life in prison where she needs to be.
I do not remember that story. Maybe I was on vacation when it happened or something, but, man, left the baby with the bot. Just, God.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Yeah, it was horrific. So it really was bad. I did a press conference on that one. That one's, you know, it's amazing what human beings can do to other human beings. It never ceases to amaze me.
You know, I we've talked about this so many times. I just don't know how your deputies do it day in and day out, how they encounter it. Because, you know, I know me. I mean, I cover this stuff, and even still, I somehow retain my, you know, belief in humanity. And I don't know how that's possible, because I guess because I know there's a lot of good ones out there too. But, man, the bad ones do make a lot of bad stuff. You had another incident where, speaking of, I guess a guy who was obsessed with some woman, and then he's stalking her on her porch and sets fire to her house and then escapes from the hospital after he's there damaged. Do I have this right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the broad strokes of it. He ends up getting into a retention pond. So he's in a retention pond up to his chest, and he won't come out. And one of our canine units gets there, and he's like, "You come out or the dog, you know, is coming in to get you." And he won't come out. So the dog, they let the dog go, and it's pretty incredible to see on video. He jumps. The dog's like 3 feet in the air over the water and just hits this guy. And, of course, then he starts screaming like a little girl and comes out, and we handcuff him up. It's just a really bizarre story.
You said on video. When will we get to see that?
It's going to be on a Cops episode.
So. No, Cops was with the deputy at that time?
Yeah, so it's going to be on a Cops episode.
Oh.
It's kind of funny.
All right.
And these guys, these cops, the guys who film for Cops, they, you know, I actually talked to one the other day, and I said, you know, why do y'all come to little counties like Santa Rosa and stuff? We don't have a high crime rate. He said, some of the best stories we've ever had come from your county. And I said, yeah, I know, the can of corn.
Can of corn, that's right.
So he started laughing. He goes, yeah, but he goes, we come here and we'll get the stories really quick. He said, we go to places like Las Vegas and stuff, and it could take us 2 weeks to get enough shots to have an episode. And I'm like, that's kind of scary.
It's weird. I mean, that's that is weird. I wonder if it's just because there's so many, if there's more police, or if there's, you know, don't as much swarm to the scene. I mean, I don't know. That's an odd thing to think about. But I'm looking forward to that video. Speaking of canines, you guys have four new ones. Is that right? New canines?
Yeah. Four brand new canines. Three new canine handlers. One of the canine handlers, this is his like fourth dog. But the three of the four are brand new canine handlers, which is really exciting. So we're expanding our unit a little bit. And, you know, the guys and gals on the road love to see those dogs show up at a scene because, you know, I mean, they really do make people act right on most occasions, unless you have some condition, you know, on drugs or something. But most people settle down a lot when the dog gets there.
Are they all narcotics slash, you know, trackers, or are they something else? All Shepherds or Belgian Malinois? What do you got?
Yeah, it's that was one Dutch Shepherd and three Belgian Malinois. And all our dogs on the road, yeah, they're all bite, tracking, narcotics.
Okay.
They do all those. But we have dogs that do all kind of things. We have an electronics dog.
Yeah.
That when it comes to child porn, we serve these search warrants, and we these guys hide these little USB drives with their porn on it all over the place and think we can't find it. We can put that dog down, and that dog can find any kind of electronics, phones, USB drives, hard drives, anything. He can locate them, and he'll alert on them, and we find them and put these guys in prison.
How many dogs do you have? How many canines do you guys have at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office? Because I was just talking to Chief Randall last week, and they've got about 10, you know, one at the airport for bombs, the rest, and they've got a digital one like you're talking about, and then the rest are the, right, you know, sort of street patrol. How many do you guys have?
Counting the bomb dog, the drug dogs, the bloodhounds, all of those together, we probably have about 21 or 22.
Okay,
total.
All right. And that's Copper, and what's the other bloodhound? I can't remember now all of a sudden.
Oh, no, Zinc retired.
Oh, so, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we've got five bloodhounds now. I think
okay.
We've got Doc, Chief, Copper, and a couple of new ones.
And they're good for about, what, 4 or 5 years typically, usually the dogs are?
The bloodhounds could go for 7 or 8. The street dogs, yeah, usually if you get 5 years out of them, that's really good because they're jumping in and out of the car and they get that hip dysplasia and that kind
yeah.
of stuff. So,
Sheriff, speaking of the dogs that can find the, you know, digital devices, the USB flash drives, that kind of stuff, we had a 80-year-old man arrested for 20
yeah.
counts of child porn. Is that right?
Yeah, he's going to end up dying in prison because, you know, technically you can get 5 years per picture.
Mm.
So you do the math on that. Yeah, he's looking at some pretty hefty time. And it just goes to show age, you know, race, it doesn't matter. It crosses the entire spectrum, child porn does. And people think, well, it's not hurting anybody. Well, yeah, it is, because people have to hurt kids to make these videos and make these pictures. And, you know, so obviously it's terrible for the kids. So that's why we try to put as many of these dirtbags in jail as we can.
If there weren't the demand, there wouldn't be the industry, right? And that's
correct.
The horrible thing about it. So I did want to also ask you just one thing. You and I had talked a lot, and I mean, talk a lot about guns and, you know, concealed
yeah.
carry and all that. But you and I had talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I know you had wanted to check with your legal to see where we stood. I think the main question that people have is, and it's a question I have, is if I'm driving in my car and I either don't have a concealed weapons permit, or if I do, although these days, of course, in Florida, you don't have to have one to have one on your person, can I have
right.
a gun in my sidewall? Can my wife, who does not have a concealed carry permit, but of course is eligible to carry because she doesn't have a felony, can she
right.
be driving with a gun in the sidewall or in the glove box, you know, ready, loaded,
yeah.
ready to go to use in self-defense?
Yeah. Yeah, I checked with her, and she, like I said, she used to be an assistant state attorney, so she knows the law, and she checked on it for me, and she said this: law for carrying in a car has not changed. The law that passed saying everybody can carry if you're not a convicted felon did not address the vehicle. So when you're in your vehicle, if you have a concealed weapons permit and you're in your vehicle, you can put it anywhere you want. It's fine. If you do not have a concealed weapons permit, it has to be in a zippered case or a snapped holster, and then you can put it anywhere in the car you want to. It can be fully loaded, one in the chamber, ready to go. Anywhere, if it's in a snapped holster or a zippered case. But like I said, if you have the permit, it doesn't matter where you put it. It can be in any condition, anywhere in the vehicle or on your person, and you're fine.
Okay, so if it's me with a permit, loaded, ready to go in the sidewall, acceptable. If it's my wife
correct.
Without a permit, she can have it on her person or zippered and secured,
correct.
But she could not have it where I would drive with it.
Correct.
Okay.
Unless it was in a snapped holster. You need
right.
to get those snapped holsters, you know, and you can get it out pretty dang quick. But if it's in a snapped holster, you can put it anywhere in the vehicle you want to.
Okay. Well, that is clear. And, you know, I talk with Alex Andrade every Friday, and I will talk with him about, you know, seeing if we can't remedy that or seeing if that's something that maybe needs to be, you know, adjusted. Because I think that's the kind of, you know, glove box and or sidewall or under the seat, I think, is the kind of thing that a lot
right.
of people do and don't realize it might not be legal. Now, of course, you're the sheriff. You know, you pull somebody over, you're going to use discretion and judgment. I know that. But, it'd be better to be able to count on the letter of the law rather than, you know, the kindness of sheriffs, right?
Yeah, and, you know, they sell those magnets now that you stick under your dash and you just, the gun sticks to it and you can get to it really, really fast. And that's fine if you have a permit. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
But,
well, that is definitely much, it's a much clearer picture. And it's a good answer for people to know. Cause I mean, the one thing we want to make sure people know the law and don't run afoul of the law and how they carry. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, thank you for the information and keeping us safe. And we'll look forward to that cops video coming out soon. Talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.